What do you have scheduled? You're live on the air with us with Millard, Kyprios, and McLean. What do you have scheduled in 10 minutes that you can't hang out with us any longer?
I was scared that you guys are going to ask me that question.
Now, Jacob.
I gotta cut my mob a little bit.
Do you like a little off the side, or you just take it right down to the wood here?
So you know what, guys? I don't get many haircuts, so I'm just going to trim it up a little bit.
A little trim.
And we'll go from there.
You can tell when you watch him. Hair is really important to Jacob.
It's important to everybody, is it not?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. If you have a good hair, you got to sell it. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's the only part of my body when I'm looking good with. So
you're good with that. You and Hartnell are similar in that vein, eh?
Yeah, but Hachi's now gone in Columbus, so I took that porch and I got to run with it.
Yeah, so you know what? Scotty's cleaned it up. He's nice, trim, neat. Up,
yeah. Good, good. It was about time.
Can you explain why you guys enjoy so much success inside that Consol Energy Center? Because it is a ridiculous record of Flyers against the Pittsburgh Penguins in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, you know, because obviously everybody knows that Pittsburgh is one of the best teams in the league, and you know, I think since that series back in 2012, I don't know. I think they're a little bit intimidated to playing us, and you know, it's hard to really explain. But you know, when we go there, we feel really confident that we can win the games, and that's exactly the you know. But if we're gonna play the same way we did yesterday for every other game, we should win every game. We played like a team. We played together, and you know, we really deserve to win yesterday.
One of our colleagues, Chris Johnson, was at the game, and he described it as playoff atmosphere. Is that the way you guys feel when you play against the Pittsburgh Penguins? Is there that extra added emotion, because it certainly gets picked up that way?
Yeah, I would say so, because you know, obviously it's a rivalry night. You know, 8 o'clock games on NBC, and you know, it was something special for sure. And you know, for every player, you get kind of a little bit more excited, and you know, it's fun. That's why you play hockey, for those games, and you know, everybody really enjoyed them.
Jacob, Timonen not being there, I mean, obviously the seriousness of his injury, sickness, whatever, however they classify it, big loss for your defense.
Yeah, of course, it's huge. You know, Kimo is such a huge presence on the blue line, you know, with experience to power play, to blocking shots, to playing defense. Obviously, you know, it's nobody expected that's going to happen, but, you know, in the end, that's sometimes you got to go through that. And, you know, the good teams find a way to win games, and, you know, fill up those holes. And, you know, I don't think we had a bad start. We just, you know, we were all in every game. We were right there until the third period to win the game. So, you know, obviously it's tough to lose Kimo, but, you know, hopefully he'll be back and, you know, he'll get better.
Jake Voracek, who has as many points this year as Sidney Crosby, joining us from the Philadelphia Flyers on Hockey Central at noon. Are you a guy, back to the haircut, are you a guy that finds somebody, sticks with them or her, or are you somebody that bounces around and it doesn't really matter? You'll trust a random person to go to town on your head.
Like I said, last 3 or 4 years, you know, I just, that was one haircut for me a year. So I kind of changed it up right now, and, you know, because I'm kind of sweating a little bit more, you know, as I get older. So I need to trim it up and, you know, have a first haircut in a while during the season.
They say you've changed a few things up here, that you came into camp a little lighter and single digits in the body fat here. Is this the complete makeover here, Jake?
No, obviously, you know, it was a good summer for me, you know, nutritioning wise. And, you know, I trimmed up a little bit, I would say about by 10 pounds, and, you know, wanted to try some new things. And, you know, obviously I feel lighter. I feel better on the ice. You know, I lose that a little bit of that weight in the board battles, but, you know, I feel quicker, which is, I think, helping me in the board battles to get out of a trouble. And, you know, I feel good so far, but it's still the beginning. Just got to contain it, you know.
Jacob, a lot of kids come over from Europe and play major junior. We don't think of it as that big a deal. You leave Czechoslovakia, you come to Halifax, big change. Ehlers, a European kid that's a star in Halifax, now drafted by Winnipeg. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, that was, I think, to be honest, it was my best decision I made, you know, hockey decision in my entire life. Because, you know, as a 17-year-old kid, I just turned 17, you never know what a new life's going to bring you, you know. And, you know, I'm the mama's boy, so I didn't know what to expect to be away from my family. And, you know, I didn't speak any English. I learned through the season. You know, the guys that we had a great teammates in Halifax. That was, you know, that was a really great experience. And I don't think if I would leave back in the day, I don't think I would make it this far.
We appreciate you taking the time and squeezing us in between a victory last night and a haircut today. We can't wait to see the end result of this thing.
Are you a big tipper?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm not cheap, so. You know, if she did a good job, I'm sure I'll take care of her.